Well, we're going to start a three-part series on thinking because it would be far too long for a short devotional thing, but all three, they build on each other. What got my attention to do a series on thinking here was Acts 15:8. God knows everyone's thoughts. And we want to start with Jeremiah 29:11-14. And we're going to first look at God's thoughts. And there are three things that he says here. He says, I know the thoughts or plans I have for you, declares the Lord. So God has thoughts for me. Plans for peace and not disaster. Plans that you will have a future fulfilled with hope. Then you will call to me. And he says, if I call to him, then he gives three things. If you will come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you wholeheartedly seek me, I will let you find me, declares the Lord. So we've seen some of God's thoughts. It's all through Scripture, but wanted to share some of those with you. Now, the dangers that we have of prideful thinking. Romans 12:3, and we'll pick up Romans 12:1-2 at the end. Don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think. I ask you not to think of yourselves more highly than you should. Galatians 6:3 says, so if any of you think you're important when you're really not, you're only fooling yourself. And 2 Corinthians 10:12 gives us how to escape that danger of prideful thinking and thinking of ourselves more important than what we are. The Lord says when we measure ourselves by ourselves or compare ourselves to others, they show how foolish they are. I'm more important than this person, or that person's more important to me. Whenever we do the comparing to other people, if we compare up, we're going to feel insignificant. If we compare down, we're going to be prideful. That's why God says, don't compare. So here is three steps to apply this truth about thinking. I need to accept my situation. Remember, God knows, and he has a plan for me. I need to accept it. 2, I need to ask God's forgiveness for complaining. Growing up, I always thought I was too tall because I grew so fast. Either I was ahead of the line in school or at the back of the line in school, and I wanted to be somewhere in the middle, not front or back. And then submit to God's plan for your life. And Romans 1:2, we already looked at 3. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present yourselves or your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world's values, systems, comparing and all other stuff. But be ye transformed by renewing your mind. And I renew my mind with truth. So if I've been comparing, God says don't, then I've got to make a choice. Either I'm going to agree with God or I'm going to go the way of the world. And if you compare, you're headed for a lot of problems in your thinking process.